And Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Avi Moroni Morasi Shiyichu. Schayach Hevi Fega, Batsmachot Vespasi, and Echagit, Batsmachot Chaim Tzvi. Racha Batslach, Bachom Asay Yedeyem. Chol Anuvim Eleyem. Gil Shoshana Bas Nechagito. Chol Yotech Alitzea, Bracha Batslach, Abriyus HaShlema. Discussing Parsha Shlach, based on a Shal Shudis Drosha of the great Goyin and Tzaddik Yaakov Moshe Chai Lapsatzal. Yud Hashem, this Shabbos I'll be spending right across the street from his Beis Medrash, his house, which now is a shul in a Beis Medrash. So it's always a schus to go in there and to learn his Torah. It's unbelievable, especially about the Cheder Meraglim Eretz Yisrael, where Chalap was in. Oy, there it's Israel Amiti. It says, Shlach Lecha, Rashi says, L'daitcha, Einan, Ani, Eini, Mitzavah Lecha, Im Tirtza, Shlach. I'm not commanding you. If you want to, you can send these Meraglim. There are numerous difficulties with this parasha. The Torah was made that the Meraglim were Kulam Anoshim, that they were Tzadikim, as Chazal tell us. And nevertheless, despite the fact that they were Tzadikim, Moshe Rabbeinu had a daven special tefillah for Yehoshua, whose name was Hoshea. He had to add on a yud and say, "Koyo shi'acha mi'atzis meraglim." May the Lord save you from the evil counsel of the meraglim. Kalev had to go to Chevron to be mishtatech al kivrei avos, to be saved from the Eitzah Ro of the Meraglim. You know, these were Anashim Ksherim. They started off being tzaddikim. And yet, Moshe was very choshesh. Kalev was very, very concerned. Also it says, Shlach lecha ledaitcha. It says, only if you want. So why did Moshe send the Meraglim and be makabel the Zacharias on himself? Them is by Avraham Avinu. We also find the lashon of Lech Lecha. There, it's Lahanascho L'Tovascho. Here, it's not Lahanascho L'Tovascho. Here, it's a danger. So, why did he send the Meraglim? So, the explanation would seem to be as follows. The Mechilta asks that in one pasuk it says, "Sheishes yam mitavod v'yasisa kol melachtecha," you're going to do the work yourself. Another pasuk says, "Sheishes yam te'asim melacha," it's going to be done by others. So the answer the Mechilta gives is, it depends. If you're doing Ratzon Shel Makom, other people are going to do your work. And if you're not doing Ratzon Shel Makom, you're going to have to do the work yourself. So we have to understand. It says, "V'hayim shemot tishmu la'avas Hashem alakechem, lavdo b'chol levavchem." So they were talking about Oisim Ritzon Hashem Makom. And even though it's right, they were loving Hashem. And nevertheless, it says, you're going to do the work. So we see in the Mechilta that if you're doing Ratzon Hashem, you're not going to have to do the work. And here you see in Vahayim Shemor, we're doing the Ratzon Hashem. We are going to do the work. You're going to gather the Daga. So the Indian is that there's Shtei Drochim La'avoda. Mitzvos of Shel Makom v'Ratzon Shel Makom. There's God's mitzvahs and there's God's Ratzon. And the difference is the mitzvahs of the Makom einam nogos rak b'ktzavot. Rak chelek o chalakim nitpasim b'kdusha. Aval haklal nishar chol. When it comes to a mitzvah, the mitzvah is at the edges. Only part of it gets Kedusha, but the rest of it remains mundane. Remains unholy. Like, for example, we find Zriya. There are various mitzvahs. There's Trumas, there's Maisras, there's Kelayim. So that's often Chelki, but after you take off the Trumas and Maisras, then the whole pile remains Chulin. Bein and Shushera Nikorin. The remains, they have to be recognizable. You take off Trumas and Maisras, but then the you have a lot left over. It's not holy. The tzitzis, the whole talis, is not holy. Just the corners are all the tzitzis are kodesh. It says lahavdil min kodesh l'chol. You can't say the whole talis is v'chinas kodesh, because then you have the kasha of the Bris Avraham, who asked according to the Rash Benidorim, that even by mitzvahs hatzluyas begufu v'ana oisav, that even if the mitzvahs where there's explicit hanas haguf, even there we say mitzvahs lav lehanas nitnu, the mitzvahs weren't given for hanas. If so, the kasha is, how do we learn esei derech eloisei? From the fact that you're allowed to wear kalayim b'tzitzis, you're allowed to wear tzitzis that are shatnez, because the esei of tzitzis is derech eloisei of kalayim. Hare kol ha'isur shel levishat kalayim hu b'hana'at haguf. The whole issur of levishas kalayim is b'hana'as haguf, and you get hana'ah. And we say mitzvahs lav lehanas nitnu. Mitzvahs weren't given for hana'ah. So what do you see the essays derech eloisei say? There's no losa say here, because mitzvahs lav lehanas nitnu. Mitzvahs weren't given for hana. There's no hana. Memel is no iser kalayim. Lo shayach hana'ah b'levishat talit mitzuyetzet. Ulegamrei lo nitcha losa say the kalayim. There's no. Since there's no hana'ah, because mitzvahs lav lehanas nitnu, mitzvahs weren't given for hana'ah. There's no hana'ah, memela, there's no iser. So you can't say that the essay is derech eloisei, because there's no iser, because there's no hana'ah. And that's again according to the opinion that even mitzvahs that are talui b'hana'ah, we say mitzvahs lav lehanas nitnu. So this is a mitzvah. It's tali b'hana. And we say it's not given for hana. It's tali b'hana that you enjoy the baguette, but you still say that it's not l'hanas nitnu. And since there's no hana, there's no iser kalayim. There's no iser kalayim, so the essay is not derech eloisei, there's no los essay. So based on what we said, that's the kasha of the Bris Avraham. So we can answer the kasha. The Baitalis is no Kedusha, only by the Tzitzis. So there is Hana. In other words, he's wearing Kalayim. And you can't say it's a mitzvah, because mitzvah is not the honest nitno, because the Talis is not a mitzvah. It's got no Kedusha. In the Talis, you have Hana of Kalayim. And that's not a mitzvah. A mitzvah is only the tzitzis. The betalit ain't shem kedusha le betzitzit. Adrabi, ikar chiyuv atzitzit omen elachar levishat atalit. Vaguf nene mimenu. The ikar chiyuv tzitzis is only after you wear the talis and the guf is nene from the talis. Like the pasuk says, al kanfei v'gdeyem k'tzuscha asher techaseba. Yikar mitzvah atzitzit, v'atzitzit lav le'anot nitnu. Vim ha'Torah itira kelayim b'tzitzit, shapir shamin me'adachi aseti tzitzit lo taseti kelayim. V'gam rinan mined b'chol makom, sharei b'talit yikar hana'ah d'kelayim. V'zehu ha'tochen shel mitzvotav shel makom. So, the hana'ah is in the baguette. And the baguette's not kadosh. Baguette's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the tzitzis. So you see, Taka, that the essay of tzitzis is derech eloisei of kalayim. There is a eloisei of kalayim because of the baguette. And the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis is derech of that. And we learn from here to every place that essay derech eloisei is saying. Because on the talis, there's hana of kalayim, but that's not part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not kadosh. The mitzvah is the tzitzis, and that's the toichem mitzvah shemakom. It's just in the corner, the ktsavos. So you mak for shumas and maisus, and the rest is not holy. You have the tzitzis at the corners, and the rest is not holy. The bag is not holy. That's mitzvah shemakom. But the tzoyne shemakom zeh toichem achil legamrei. רצונו של מקום עובר וחודר בכל פרטי הבריאה, אפילו בגרגיר הכי קטן. רצונו התברך מקורו ושורשו ברצונו בבריאת העולם. שרצה הוא התברך שתתגלה מלכותו בכוח יכולתו, בכל חלק ובכל פרט הכי דק בבריאה. לא רק בברואים הגדולים ובכלל השלם, אלא אפילו ביצורים הקטנים ביותר, כדברי חובות הלבבות בשער הבחינה, שאין כוחו, חוכמתו ויכולתו, מתגלה בנמלה פחות מאשר בארי ובפיר. רוצן of השם is a completely different content. רוצן of the מקום penetrates all details of creation, even the smallest grain of sand. The will of Hashem is rooted in his will in the creation of the world, that he wanted that his malchus should be mezgala, should be revealed, and the power of his ability should be shown in every part, even the most subtle parts of the Bria. Not only the Bru'a Magdolim, not only in the big ways, but in small ways. Like Maran Arav Zatzal used to say, we don't only say Marabu Ma'asecha Hashem, we say Ma'akotnu Ma'asecha Hashem. It doesn't sound so good, right? But what he meant was that even in the smallest Brias, we see even the smallest, in a cell, we have trillions of cells in our bodies. How big is a cell? It's microscopic. But today we know, we didn't know that. I don't know how the people lived in the olden days knew, David HaMelech and people like that. They didn't, I don't know if they knew the science. Today we know the science. Rabu Masecha Hashem is magnified trillions of times. Today we know the complexity of the cell, the complexity of the DNA. If you'd unwrap our DNA, you'd be able to go from here to the moon like 50 times, saying it's not normal. Just throwing a number. It's tremendously long, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And it's all wrapped around in our body, very tightly, very complex. So you see it, even in the smallest yitzurim, even in the cell, even in a mosquito. And every gargir, every grain of sand is its own bria, its own tchuna. Every person is different. Vim b'doimim kach kol shekein b'gimel asugim al yoinim seimeach chayim edaber v'zeo chad lemino lemineu amur b'maisev reishis v'ma shenema v'yovo yelo odem v'yikro odem shemois she'ashem orer ala atzmus ha'meruchem me'achedes lozeh b'zula hazeh. Everything has their species. Each species is unique, and every bria in that species is unique. We see people, how different people are. V'chem she'partzufeim shonu, kach de'oseim shonu. We know that you look at a person's face and you can tell what his qualities are. The people who read faces, not talking about mekubalim, I'm talking about just regular people. It's a chachma. What a protruding chin means, and what a high forehead means, and what big ears means, and what different face shapes, and all of these things to reveal personality traits, different ways of thinking and being and acting. So, just the face is Megala Vidas. Shem Shepartzufeim Shon, Kach Deyaseim Shonis. And therefore, lefikach nivra adam yichidi. I tell you, if you kill one person, you kill the whole world. You mekayim one person, you mekayim the whole world. Everybody. Everybody is a yachid. It's mayridik. These all are machriz and the chachma of Hashem. Everyone's another expression of God's wisdom and greatness. Now we have to understand, what's the teichen of hana? We say hana, I'm not talking about hana charm, it's like eating and drinking. It's just a taiva. Hana amititi ota hana'a sh'anefesh v'aneshama nani mimena. Hana hi gdola shechoderet leimkei hanefesh u'mekifa v'tofeset et kol haneshama hi rak hana'at hachidush. Hana shemargish ha'adam ha'yotzer b'yitzira chadasha me'en yesh me'ayin. Gamreinu me'en yesh lomar lecha שבאמת אין יצירה אמיתית של יש מאין, אלא הקדוש ברוך הוא, הבורא יתברך, שבראת כל בריאה יש מאין, ועל זה נאמר, כי טוב בכל מעשה בראשית. וטוב מאוד בגמר מעשה בראשית. ונאמר, יהי כבוד השם לעולם יצמח השם במעשיו, שלפניו יתברך שמחה שלמה בבריאת יש מאין ומאפס מוחלט, וכל הנברא מתחדש, מוצא כבר יסודות מוכנים, בין ביצירה חומרית כטכניקה, ובין ביצירת היותר נעלות כנגינה וציור. היסודות כבר מוכנים, והיצר רק מביא את ההרכבה של היסודות. True hana is hana that the nefesh is nana from. The greatest hana penetrates to the depths of the soul and surrounds and grabs the whole neshama. And that's hana sachidush. A new creation, not mamish yesh me'ayin, we don't have yesh me'ayin anymore. But within what already exists, we're mechadesh. When you have a new invention, a new tune, a new picture, the yesodos are already there, the foundations are already there, and the creator of the yesodos puts them together. The greatest hana is chedushei Torah, chedushim in the world of machshava. It's a great feeling to have a pshat in Rashi, Tosfos, a good kasha, a mahalach. But even here, you still have the yesodos, you have good yud gimel midos, you have laws of logic, but still, it's a tremendous hana to be mechadish. Kama lo choli v'lo margish gavra de mara mesaye. You don't realize that's really coming from God, and it feels like you made Yesh Me'ayin. It's a great feeling. In Simcha Kataras is fake, as other people are mistopic, and you have riots. You see how people's faces have so many stories of sick people and old people. The Torah gives them such chiyus. I used to have a chavrusa with a man in his 90s. He was sharp, fast, good. And you see the hana he had learning a daf gemara. It's amazing. Ikra hana is hana of chiddush. True hana, od nachutz letamek b'ze, ki hana shlema lo ba'al achay ha'shvira ba'kilkul. Az ha'adam margish b'koach ha'tikun v'yitzirat davar chadash u'mechudash. V'gam l'sveikot yesh shvira ha'kushia v'ha'pilcha. V'atarat ha'sveikot hu ha'tikun. התירוץ והיישוב בהתרת הספקות ובכל התיקונים מרגישים את יתרון האור מהחושך, את התקומה שאחרי הנפילה, העלייה מתוך הירידה. True hana comes after there's a, some sort of breakage, some sort of corruption, something going wrong. And then you feel, wow. You know what it's like? It's like you break down a sugya. Nakasha, nakakasha, nakakasha. And then after you broke it down and then you build it back up, it's mayridik. So not everybody's on the level to do that, but we try in our shiurim to bring from the Gedolim who had that capacity, who had that ability. And you see the askashes, bombs. And afterwards they put it all together. Vashvira vakilkul harishon ba'olam. The first shvira was when Adam HaRishon sinned. The woman saw that the tree was good to eat, and it was a taiva for the eyes. And that brought the shvira through this taiva. And then the world has to come to a tikkun, kiyum shel achar nefila. So even if she had not eaten it, just the very fact that she had a taiva, she could have fixed this taiva, and then we wouldn't have lost the tam anos achayim shebechidush. And then we would have appreciated the koach of Hashem in all the slightest details, as we spoke about before. Atet she not listen to b'kol anachash, but after she takes from the pri, is a moiridika kilkul in the whole priya. And now, what's our hana? Our hana is hana gasa, taiva. What's the hana of this world? What are people looking for? I'll tell you what people are looking for. People are looking to eat. People love to eat. Restaurants, barbecues. People love to drink. Regular drinks, alcohol. People today like doing drugs, marijuana. People like driving nice cars. People like going on fancy vacations. People are looking for a lot of hana in this world. And there's a lot of hana. There's never been so much hana to be had in the history of mankind. So she went after the hana, and that's what man has been searching for since. That's the shvira. And therefore, Hashem had to start again and bring the mabul in order to fix that. I'm not sure we haven't fixed it yet because Rav Mashiach is in here. But we're supposed to fix it. Hatikin agam yavo rak la'asid lavo l'ketei amin. Berak be'eretz Yisrael shelo yigi apugam. So the Tikkun HaGomer is only going to come at the end of days. And it's going to come to Eretz Yisrael, which wasn't Nifgam. There was no Ma'abu, Chazal tells, in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, spiritual Hana remains, the spiritual Hana of before the sin. The Hana of creation, of Chiddush. And revealing the Koyach Yicholus of Hashem in every detail of the Bria, in every Pu'ula. That's a Hana, seeing what Hashem made, seeing the Chiddush HaBria, the Yesh Me'ayim, that Hashem made. And that's the Ratzon of Hashem. Again, the mitzvah of Hashem is b'ktzavos. But the Ratzon of Hashem is in all parts of the Bria. Even the gargir katan, everything, smallest grain of sand. And right now we're living with mitzvahs Hashem. We're not living with Ratzon Hashem. We're living with Ratzon Hashem, we get hot. We're living in a Ruchni world. Where Hana is from Ruchnius, from Chiddush and Ruchnius, and from seeing the greatness of God in all creation. And that's higher than all the mitzvahs. The Ratzon of Hashem is higher than mitzvahs Hashem. That's in Sin Eretz Yisrael and other Aratzis. Eretz Yisrael is the place Shaloi B'kiyah Pagam. Ruchnius remained like it was before the sin at a certain level. Eretz Yisrael has pure air, and Eretz Amim is Tami, Tumas Eretz Amim. Tumas Zoham is Hanachas HaKadmoni. Lech Lecha Me'aretz Lecha La'anas Lecha Tavasli. You want to have Hana, go to Eretz Yisrael. You'll have Hanan Ruchnias, Hanan Gashmias. Shlach Lecha L'daitcha. What you're doing with Sonu Shalmakon. וזאת נאמר למשה, שלח לך לדעתך, אני איני מצווה לך. I'm not commanding you. Because Eretz Yisrael is higher than all the other Aratzis. Eretz Yisrael is higher than Tzivuyim. And therefore, שלח לך לדעתך. You're doing the Ratzon of Hashem. So be Mekasha, your Das, ברצון של מקום. This is higher than Tzivuy. Then you'll feel the Hanos HaChidah שביציבו. In the revelation of Hashem's Yecholus, of Hashem's ability to create things Yesh Me'ayin, to bring Chiddush. You see Hashem in all the details. So Moshe Rabbeinu was told to command them on his own because it has to be in the world of Ratzon, not in the world of Tzivui. Eretz Yisrael is the world of Ratzon. Ratzon is the world of where Hashem's will is infused with every part of creation. And that was the Atzis Meraglim. They said it's an Eretz Ocheles Yoshveh. They only saw the negative in Eretz Yisrael. Shebal Korcham Hem Uchorcham B'Shvireh. וזאת מבנה הארץ קודם לזין עממים. Like it says, נירושלמי שלו הניחו הר וגיבה שלו עמידו על העבד הזר. ובכל זאת יהיו כבר יוצאים ידי חובת הנפילה שאחריה באה התקומה, הירידה לצורך עלייה. The Atzis Meraglim was the Neretz of Chelz because they saw the negative. But that's the way it has to be. There has to be a Shvira and then a Tkuma. Chazal tell us that there was in a mountain or a valley where they didn't put Avodah Zarah, so it's filled with Avodah Zarah. But that's the Nefila. Now we're going to have a Tkuma. Yerida was Letzarech Aliyah. So they didn't understand that this whole Eretz Ocheles Yoshua would look so bad, it's only going to bring to good. There has to be a Shvira that precedes the Tkuma. First there has to be a breakage, there has to be a lot of Avodah Zarah, have to be bad guys there. Meluam hu Yoshua v'Kalev. Ki Yoshua v'Kalev. And they said like Joshua and Caleb. Nevertheless, Lamrot kot sadeh shlila, lo na'alev yarashnu otah. Hakol yale yafe v'tov. Haya matchil olam ha'tikun v'yam utkeim v'yam reshet ekra kulam anashim rashi b'nei Yisrael v'yamu. They just would have fought all along. Everything would have been gishmak and the olam ha'tikun would have started. They would have been able to fulfill their role in Nashim. Rashi b'nei Yisrael, they're all tzadikim yiksherim. And there's no Eretz Yisrael without Am Yisrael. V'shamu ale oyveichem, it says in Vayikra 26:32. The land is desolate with your enemies. There's no, it doesn't grow for your enemies. There has to be Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. And there's no kiyum for Am Yisrael without Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael needs Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael needs Eretz Yisrael. And even when we're in Chutz La'aretz, our only kiyum is Derech Eretz Yisrael. Melachim 1:8:44. V'spalu elecha Derech Artzom. We dive into Hashem Derech Eretz Yisrael. וכן אין אנו דברים מסנבים אלא בו בעבורה. The Nevi'im are only מסנבי for Eretz Yisrael. וזאת הייתה השכינה, right? That's what Nevi'ah is for. They're in Eretz Yisrael, or for the sake of Eretz Yisrael. וזאת הייתה השכינה כל כך מתלבטת להביאם תכף ומיד אחרי קבלת התורה לארץ ישראל. כדי פירש רש"י, 11 יום מחורב עד קדש ברנע. The Shechina wanted to bring them immediately to Eretz Yisrael. 11 days. לפי שכבר יש חוט המשולש, תורה וישראל וארץ ישראל. Now we have a three-pronged cord. We got to receive the Torah, we're Am Yisrael, and we have Eretz Yisrael on the way. And then we want to make that chibur. And then the Olam HaTikun is starting, and then we're going to have the Hanas HaChaim of Chiddush and Tchiyah, and recognizing Hashem in all in every prat of the Bria. That's Ratzon Hashem. And that's the world we want to come to, recognizing Hashem in every detail. Mimana Afar Yaakov, Bamidbar 23:10. B'chol Rega Badama, U'v'chol Afririt, Afurit Daka Min Adaka. We're going to be able to see Hashem. El Shagaram Achet, V'yamru Eretz Ochelet Yoshvea, She'alukim Chashava L'tova, והם פיהם מכשילם, שאמרו לא נוכל לעלות, וכמו בדתן ואבירן, שאמרו לא נעלה. רש"י מפרש פיהם מכשילם. We would see, in counting the dust of Jacob, in every rag of Adam, in every clump of dirt, we would see godliness, but the sin caused them, that they said, Eretz Ocheles Yoshveah, they sinned, they slandered the land, and they, God thought for good, and they were machshel themselves. They said, lo nuchal la'alois. Like Dosan Aviron said, lo na'ale. And they said, nit na'roishu eshuva mitzrayim, let's go back to Egypt. And they made a perid ben advekim, they were koifer b'yichud Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael. And they said that Am Yisrael can live without Eretz Yisrael. There's so much of a zara in Eretz Yisrael, what do we need to go there for? That's the Meraglim speaking. But no, that's the Shavira. Now it has to have Tkuma. And then they were Koifer, Yichud Dilatata, our connection here to Eretz Yisrael. So they're also Koifer in the Yichud Elyon. Ki Chazakum Yimenu, Klapei Maila. They're even stronger than God. ונס נוכח לסיטרה אחרה, לעמולק, ונגזרה עליהם גזירה מרוב, נשפח עליהם חרו עיניו השם בחיים השפוך ובשבוע, כי כל האנושים הרואים אסקבוידים יהיו אס האורץ. במדבר הזה יתאמו ושם ימוסו גזירת קלויו. And that was it, there was a terrible gzeira, and the fury of Hashem was spilled upon them. And there was a shvua, they were going to all die in the midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu davened. No, people are going to say, we built a yecholas. If you kill us, it's going to be a chilul Hashem. Now it's mevatel the gzeira, in the end it ended up being 40 years, they died little by little. The children remained alive. And just like the Chet of Adam HaRishon, Garam Lo Einish, so to Chet HaMeraglim, is an Einish L'Doris, B'chiyah L'Doris. And then we have to have many generations until we get to come back to Israel, and a lot of Mesiris Nefesh. And only after that we can fix the Chet of the Meraglim. Then we can come back to Eretz Yisrael and taste the true Hana. The Yetziras HaChidosh, Kinini Borei Shemayim Chadosh and Beretz Chadosh, Isaiah 65:17. I'm creating a new heaven, a new earth. Again, the Koich Hana of Hana is Koich HaChidosh. I'm seeing the new, and that's Dafkan Eretz Yisrael, specifically on a much higher level. Seeing Hashem in everything, and enjoying the Chidosh and Ruchnias as opposed to outside of Eretz Yisrael. Where the Hanoz are Gashmi, Hanoz are Guf. People don't feel the Hanoz Ruchni as much. Not everyone is so sensitive to the difference, but those who are. Vaz yitgale l'olam koach ha'yecholet ha'ganuz b'cho prat u'prat shal ha'briya sh'yifshar li sh'yitgale b'fo'al u'b'gilui el b'etchut ha'hitrabut am Yisrael im Eretz Yisrael. V'chein katuv v'asim dvarai b'ficha u'b'tzer yadik ha'sitticha ונתתיך וכולי לנטוע שמיים ולסעוד ארץ ובן ממך חובות עולם מוסדי דור ודור תקומם וקורא לך קורידר פרץ משובב נתיבות לשבת יכירו וידעו כל יושבי טבר וכל כוח מלכותו ויכותו יתברך וכל הפרטים הפסוק הזה and those coming from you shall build ancient ruins, foundations of generations you shall erect, and you shall be called the repair of the breaches, the store of paths to dwell in. Coming back to Eretz Yisrael. And I will put my words in your mouth, and I will put shade on you with my hand, and protect you to plant the heavens and establish the earth. A new world. And everybody's going to be able to see the koach of Hashem in the world, the koach of Chiddush in the world. Tavoa gula shleima, gula ta'aretz, gula tisrael, b'yichud ha'shlim, yichud ha'tata. And then the gula shleim is going to come. Gula seretz Yisrael, gula sisrael, b'yichud ha'shlim. Yichud ha'tata. It's going to be a complete yichud, a yichud down here, of Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Teretz Yisrael. And up there, of all the olamos, revelation of Koach Hashem. Yichud ha'ilah, v'yom hu Hashem echad v'shmo echad. Heir v'yamein v'yamein k'in yoratzon. V'ezer netzach Yisrael tzul Yisrael v'go'ala. And just to clarify one akuda, we had asked why it says V'hayim Shama, if you listen to the mitzvahs and you love God and you serve Him. Why does it say V'asavta Ganecha? You're going to have to do the work. We saw earlier that if you're doing Ratzon Makom, you don't have to. The work's going to be done for you. So I think what the Rav is answering is that we're doing mitzvahs Hashem here. We're not doing Ratzon. Ratzon's a much higher level. Ratzon comes from us. Ratzon gives you the ability when you're feeling the Ratzon Hashem to see Hashem in everything. Because everything is Ratzon, not everything in the world is a mitzvah of Hashem. But everything is the Ratzon of Hashem. It's therefore to see godliness in everything, in every gargir. every grain of sand. So it's a sham. We still have, we're in the world of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Maran Rav Karalev Zatzal. There's a never-ending well of Torah to draw from, so hopefully we shall continue living in there. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweet friend.